hanrod yevort vo yevokuin servo. Amen. As I said, throughout all of Lent is a time to learn about our faith. Lent is a time to learn about where we have come from and where we are going. And this year we are learning about the 7 days of creation, according to St. Nerses the Graceful, who wrote a song in the 12th century. And it can be found on the page, on this type of a page in the back on the table. And it is one for each day of the week. And he writes about it, Aikupeno, in the alphabet. Each verse stands for one letter of the Armenian alphabet. And because our bishop is so blessed and talented, he has translated the song from Armenian into English so that you can sing it to the same tune, which is very difficult to do. But he has done this for us so that we can learn about our faith and where we come from. We've learned about all the days of creation up until today, the seventh day of creation. The seventh day, which is Saturday. The Jews call this day Sabbath. In Armenian, we call it Shabbat. It's the same word, and it has the same meaning. It means rest. It means relaxation. It means he rested. That is, God rested on this day. And in the book of Genesis, we hear that God rested on the seventh day, and he called this day holy. And he repeats this command in the Ten Commandments, when he says, you will work for 6 days, and on the seventh day you will rest. On the seventh day you will dedicate it to the Lord. Now, unfortunately, in the old times, and unfortunately even until today, there are certain Jewish sects, and the Pharisees in particular, that perverted this meaning to mean that you cannot do anything on this day. You cannot walk, you cannot cook, you cannot drive, you cannot do anything. You must sit absolutely still. And this has happened. And this is why the Pharisees argue with Jesus many times in the Gospels about him performing miracles on the Sabbath. He is a Jew. He is supposed to keep it holy. He is not supposed to work. That means he is not supposed to do good works. He is not supposed to help others. He is not allowed to heal anyone. And Jesus puts this aside, and then later on in another gospel, he says, you would know that I am the Lord of the Sabbath. I am the one who created this day for you. But in reality, God created the Sabbath for us, not for him. He created the Sabbath for us so that we could relax, so we could rest, so that we would have a day off. Unfortunately, we don't take this very seriously. Let alone it being the Sabbath and it's a Saturday. That's another issue, and we'll talk about that another time. But that many of us are constantly working. Our bodies are constantly moving, and our minds are constantly thinking. We never have time to relax and to rest and to be one with God. What ends up happening is if we are constantly working, our bodies and our minds, we end up becoming sick. Those of us, myself not included, who work out and who do weightlifting, for example, myself not included, will know that when you work out, you need a day to rest. You need an off day so that your muscles can recuperate. The same is with our bodies and our souls and our minds. We must work and then we must relax. If we do not, we become sick. And in the Armenian church, our church fathers realized this, and in one of the prayers for the night service, which is usually done around 3 or 4 in the morning, one of the prayers says, Lord of the day and creator of night, you who made the day for doing good works for the salvation of our souls, and you also created the night for restful sleep due to our weak natures. Even then, they knew that we could not work like robots and constantly go on. And for that reason, rest is so important. There is a story of an exploring party that decides to go to Africa. And when they go to Africa, they're going into the jungles of Africa to search for something. And they decide to employ a group of locals, of natives of Africa, to help them get to where they need to go. And being in a hurry, this group decides to work constantly, day and night, without rest. And they're going and they're going and they're going. Finally, they want to reach their objective, but after a couple of days, the Africans who are there that are helping say no more. And they sit down on the ground and they take a rest. Now, the exploring group, upset about this, says, "What are you doing? We need to get to where we're going. Why are you resting?" And the Africans say, "We need to wait here so our souls can catch up with our bodies." So many of us are like these people, the exploring party. So many of us are constantly working and going forward for earthly things, for earthly desires, and we forget about the holy and the spiritual that we leave in the dust when we go forward. So often, we forget the examples of the Bible, of the prophets, of the apostles, and of Christ himself, who very often, especially throughout the Gospels, Christ just goes off into the distance, onto a mountain, to relax, to pray, to reconnect with God, to escape the desires and the worldly temptations and the world and its works, and to be with God. When we are relaxed, when we are at rest, we are truly in the presence of God. This is why the psalmist says, "Be still and know that I am God." Rest, we usually think about of sleeping, but it's not the only rest that we will endure in this life. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however we look at it, all of us will endure one more rest at the end of our lives, and it's called death. This is why in English we usually see on tombstones, old tombstones, "Rest in peace." In Armenian we say "Nenchet Sial" or "Hankut Sial," one who is asleep or one who is resting, with the intent and the idea that that person will wake up again, will rise to new life. We remember this yesterday in the Armenian church with the resurrection of Lazarus. And those of us that know the story of Lazarus remember that Lazarus is a friend of Christ. And Lazarus' two sisters, Mary and Martha, call for Christ to come and to heal their brother. And Christ says, "No, not now. Not now." He waits 2 days where he is. And then finally he says, "Lazarus is asleep. I have to go wake him up." And the apostles, the disciples, of course, not understanding this, they say, "Well, if he's asleep, he's going to wake up. Why do you have to go wake him up?" And Christ comes up and says, "He's dead. You don't get it. He's dead. And we have to go." And so he goes to Bethany, where Lazarus is buried, and he is shown where he is buried, and he goes there, tells him to remove the rock. They remove the rock, and he calls out to Lazarus, "Lazarus, rise, come out." And Lazarus is resurrected from the dead after 4 days of being dead. It is only Christ who is able to raise someone from that kind of slumber. It is only Christ who is able to raise someone from the dead. St. Nerses explains in his hymn for the seventh day of creation, he explains that it is only on Saturday, the Sabbath, that Christ truly is at rest. And we might think about this, well, what does he mean by this? And he says in the song, he dies on Friday, he's resurrected on Sunday, which means only Saturday during the week is the day that Christ is dead, the day that he is truly at rest. But even at rest, Christ still works a little bit. Christ still goes down to hell, and he preaches to all those that are captive in hell, and he frees them from the chains of death. He raises them to life, and he gives them a new chance at resurrection when he returns at his second coming. So as we enter this Holy Week, which began yesterday, but today we remember when Christ enters into Jerusalem, right, on the donkey, Palm Sunday, And in a little while, we're going to bless the palm and distribute it. As we remember this, I ask that we strive during this week especially, but throughout all our lives, to rest, to take a moment, to relax, to rest and to be one with God, to pray in that moment, to commune with God, and to know that He is there helping us and guiding us, but at the same time, not to overwork ourselves, because even God rested. And if God can rest, you can rest. But we come to the last day of the creation, the seventh day. And it's the last day that we find in the Bible. God created the 7 days. But next week, on Easter, we will remember and talk about and learn about what for us creation, for us Christians, is the eighth day of creation. For Christians, there are 8 days of creation, not 7. And next week, we will learn about the eighth day and what that means for us as being 8th day Christians.